the air. Every one of them is different. Well, can't we get in 30 seconds before we go on the air one of these days so we know when the theme is going to start? Don't you approve of that, Steve? And is everybody ready? You got your music?
Yeah.
I mean, if I reported this to the union, there could be a lot of trouble, Ken. And I don't want to see that. Because I'm worried about your jobs up here. All right. Now, one.
What is the show?
This is the Bob and Ray Show. I've already told you what it is, so there's no sense to say anything more. But then you have the other part of the theme that goes like this. Boy, if this was Sunday, we'd be having the Gordon Jenkins Show right now, wouldn't we? We got to wait 6 more days for that. Well, we have had a lot of fun around here. I don't know whether it was because of the big storm last week or what, but the clocks are kind of mixed up. Now, this one says 22 and a half minutes before 2, and the one down in the other studio is a little bit different. The one in Master Control is different, which requires a little bit of confusion to rain, which it has been. Did you get your house in Nantasket blown away Saturday, Bill? Did you go down yesterday to check on it? Yeah.
Tons of sand.
A lot of sand again, huh? One thing after another, isn't it? We didn't have it too bad in Cowhasset, but... someplace. Well, he just did the news. And he'll be down. It takes quite a while to walk down there, that half mile. It's a half mile from Studio 1 down here to Studio 4. We have a gay band of little warriors here. In fact, I believe it's Robin Hood and his merry little band. Yes, sir. Once again, it's music by Robin Hood and his merry little band playing from the beautiful Moon Island Casino just off the shores of Boston. Vocals will be by Alan Dale and Little John. But Robin Hood hasn't arrived yet, so we can fill until ready. If we should go off the air between now and 2 o'clock, will you get a fill on right away so that there won't be any interruption in the program? Here's Robin Hood now. Robin Hood has just arrived. Mr. Wilson was saying it took you an awful long time to walk down from Studio 1.
Well, the clocks confused me, Bob. I thought it was 8:15, and I thought I had all the time in the world to get here. In fact, I stopped off for a repast.
You didn't stop at Needick's.
Oh, I stopped off at one of my favorite cooling-off spots, Boss's office.
Oh, I see.
Well, I get cooled off up there.
Anything new going on down there? Of course, Monday, we always take our regular Monday afternoon trip to the boss's office to tell him of our new ideas for radio programs. And
you're a madman.
Well, why don't we reenact what happened today?
Radio program.
Why don't we reenact what happened today when we walked down to the boss's office, all right?
All right.
We're walking down the hall.
You know, you don't play that portable organ very well. Ah, here we are.
I guess this is the boss's office, huh? We'll rap on the door, huh? Tell him who we are.
Hello. This is Ray of Bob and Ray.
Get out.
Right.
Well, we didn't tell him many of our programs today, but maybe next Monday we will.
Open the door again. I'm going to tell him.
Where is it?
Right here.
Oh, he's locked it from the inside. All right,
get out, Golding.
Let's get out.
I'll come back.
Come on, let's go back to the Pinochle game anyway.
It was more fun down there anyway.
Sure.
Friends, we're wallpapering the announcer's room today.
And
they're putting up a very, very neat, washable pattern.
And I think it looks pretty good, Bob. I mean, when you consider the two fellows with very little talent doing it.
I know it, but I didn't think they should wallpaper over the clock down there, do you?
Well,
there's a big bulge there in one wall.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I thought it was Joe Kelly there for a minute.
No, they wallpapered right over the windows, the one windows that we have.
Well, that's all right, because there's nothing to see out there anyway. So it's done in an old-fashioned manner. I mean... the room is definitely
antique. Well, that's the trouble. There were too many old fashions, and in that manner, you can't hang wallpaper, you know?
Oh, I guess maybe you're right. See where Lou Boudreau signed on with the Boston Goulding Red Sox?
I see where he did, yeah.
Good luck to Lou, and I know that he'll be a welcome addition to my squad out there next spring when I greet them in Sarasota.
What are you going to say to him when
you
greet him? We have a news item from Pakistan which says effective tonight at midnight.
No, New Year's Day.
New Year's Day. automobiles will start traveling on the right-hand side of the road.
Oh, brother, can you imagine? Can you imagine coming out of the Colony Club in Upper Pakistan to drive home?
On New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and of course at midnight, everyone must remember that they're now driving on the other side of the road.
By golly, that's going to be fun, huh?
Oh, Jiminy.
Like
oh,
to be there.
Boy, I'd like to be over in Pakistan in a helicopter hovering about 30
Watch
feet
your
off.
Language, would you
Sorry,
please?
Sorry, Bob. Sorry.
Okay.
How is your magic right there?
Fine, fine. That comes a little bit later, I suppose. We don't need to
Well, I don't have any idea what time it is. The clocks, I suppose you mentioned how...
I did.
All our clocks are here today. I don't know why.
Well, there was a big storm Saturday night, you know. My electric clock lost an hour somewhere between... Or maybe it was me that lost the hour. I don't know.
Is that what that was? I thought our pressure cooker blew up.
Well, I lost several hours between 6 Saturday night and 6 last night.
Oh, well, what do you... Not a thing is new with me, Ken. I'm just rolling along.
We're just the same old lovable two fellas that you see every day here.
That's right, we are. We have a guest outside, Bob.
All right.
I'd like to bring him in, if I may. He's a new orchestra leader. He's from up the hill country. First name is Lum. I'm going to bring him in and introduce him to Bob and Ray fans now. I want you all to take this fella, friends, and see if you can boost him along. I'd like to present Lum Bardell. Lum, come over here.
How do you do, Ray?
Lum Bardell and his band will be coming into your town
Tell
soon.
Tell him I'm a family with a Lum and Ab.
Lum, may I call you just Lum?
Well, you can call me that or Mr. Bardo, whichever you want.
Well, Mr. Bardo, Lum, tell me, how long have you had this orchestra?
Oh, let me see now. It's quite a while.
Well, another
three,
question
four,
I have
five,
here in the...
Six, seven, eight, 9 hours, about.
9 hours? You mean you just formed this band?
We just got together last night to figure we'd have a band.
You figured you had a name that would lend itself easily to the music world, eh?
Exactly.
Oh, well, please don't be using those big words on this program.
Well, make this guy a German band leader. I can't do that.
Let's usher him out anyway, Bob. So long, Lum.
Goodbye. Arrivederci.
What?
Arrivederci. I remember that from the old Gloria program.
No, I was wondering. Do you have any music you can play for us, Ken? What's your name?
I can't play it.
It's a lovely day today.
That's good.
Evidently, you haven't been outside.
Oh, boy, that's good.
The noisy start. What makes the beat?
When you're buying television, take care, compare. Yes, compare 1951 Raytheon television to any set on the market today, and you'll see why everyone is saying Raytheon's best. Here's a man who just said it.
Boy, I like them. You know, it's like having movies in the house free every night, boy.
Compare picture clarity, cabinet design, exclusive features. Compare anything and everything you consider important. You'll find Raytheon passes your... Well, just a minute.
Close your eyes, just like having your radio on.
Raytheon passes your comparison test with plenty to spare, and Raytheon gives you proof of dependability. We have a fellow here who just got one of these sets, and I wish you'd describe just what the change in your family life has been with your new Raytheon set.
Huh?
You've seen some good shows.
Oh, right? Boy.
Huh?
Yeah.
You watch it quite a bit.
It's like having a free movie in your house every night.
I know it.
You like it?
What time do you turn the set on?
First thing.
Yeah?
When I get home, and boy, I stay up late.
Yeah?
And you watch everything.
I watch everything.
Variety shows and sports events.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well, Raytheon Television is backed, you know, by the famous Good Housekeeping Guarantee Seal.
I see it all the time. That's a nice show. That seal there right on the set.
That's the Good Housekeeping Guarantee Seal.
It's pretty. I mean, I watch that more than...
And also the Underwriter's Laboratory Seal.
That's pretty, too. Did you ever see one of those?
A liberal one-year warranty. That guarantees replacement of electronic parts and tubes, including the picture tube.
It says Underwriter. I watch that.
But the thing about Raytheon that will sell you is performance.
Yeah.
Once you look at Raytheon's big lifelike picture, it'll be love at first sight.
Unless it's Kukla-Fran-Oli.
Remember, when buying television, take care. Compare 1951 Raytheon television with any television at any price. See if you don't say Raytheon's best. 1951 Raytheon television is now on display at department and appliance stores everywhere. See Raytheon today.
Raytheon?
Raytheon.
Well, I'll look him up today. Well, that sounds very good, and it sounds as though that's the type of television set I want.
Do we have a book review for today? Mary,
Bob?
Did you read any books over the weekend that you can report on this morning, this afternoon?
Oh, golly, no.
Huh? Monday is book review day, you know.
But I've been so busy this weekend. I was trying to unload all that mashed potato I had left.
Oh, yeah, I remember. No one showed up for Thanksgiving dinner and you
had... No, we had mashed potato balls and we threw them at each other. We still had
still
some
throwing them at each other.
Well, we still have enough there to have another good party of throwing mashed potato balls.
Yeah, why don't you bring down some turkey sandwiches? They'd go well for us.
Well, I will if you think you can. It's got a little gamey.
I suppose.
I haven't kept it refrigerated properly.
You have to keep it iced.
Oh, indeed you do, or it does get real gamey, marinated.
Somebody sent in a suggestion for a book that we haven't seen as yet. If they'd send us the book, we would be glad to do a review on it. It's called How to Save Your House After You Do Your Own Home Repairs.
Yes.
And I think that we should pass that along to our...
That's a book we ought to get out for the Christmas rush, Bob, actually, I think.
Fans. We had, Mary, quite a lot of good comment on your record of Town in Switzerland the other day. We played it the other morning.
Yes, it was nice.
And a lot of requests.
Pretty song I like.
They all say they like...
A little thing written by Nick and Charles Kenny.
Yes,
Kenning.
I know. They like the musical background.
I sung it. Yes.
Bill Green did.
Bill is on that record, you know. He plays the piano. And also the other instruments.
Well, howdy, Bob and Ray, Ken, Bill, Charlie, Nancy, Al, that fella, and that fella over there.
Hello, Tex. How are you all?
Well, all of me is pretty good.
You weren't caught in the big wind, were you?
No, we were holed up over there at the Rumman House.
Was the wind whistling around in the
case? It was clattering them shutters over there.
Really was banging shutters.
Mrs. Gibson got a little bit worried, but nothing happened.
Did you have to nail anything down?
Just Romeo. He was getting kind of out of hand there for a while.
Well, who is Romeo anyway, Tex?
Well, he's the funny man with our outfit.
He's
likes all the jokes and plays the bass fiddle besides.
Oh, he plays the bass. I was going to ask you about that. What kind of...
He plays first bass in the band. Then we have another bass player. He plays second bass.
Who's shortstop?
Shortstop, we have another Tex. We don't usually build him up very much because we figured people would confuse him with me.
Uh-huh. How many Texas do you have there in the band?
See, we got five, I believe.
Five out of how many?
Out of eight.
Five out of eight, and you're all
nice, in chummy little bunch.
I'll bet it is. Well, I want to thank you for guesting on the...
It's all right.
...the Yankee Kitchen program today.
Well, all right, Kim, and you too, Carolyn.
All righty.
Be seeing you.
Goodbye.
Be seeing of you. Now, I see that old clock on the wall is saying, Cowboy, get along out of here.
Yeah, and get along out of here fast.
Yes,
too.
Because now it's time for The Life and Loves of Linda Lovely, written for radio by A. Carrington Lovely.
Next.
Linda is portrayed by Marcia Van Allshut, while Sherman L. Sturdley plays the part of David. Horace K. Winterhalter is Uncle Eugene. Today, Linda and David discuss further the tense situation which is building up in River's Mouth. Namely, the arrival of two strange characters that we know only as Finch and Edgerly. Linda looks at David as they sit before a crackling fire in their small home and says,
Get away from the fireplace, David. I'm so afraid you'll catch fire.
I was just retrieving this marshmallow that dropped in.
Oh, here, put it in a Kleenex.
It's pretty gooey, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Got it all over my fingers here.
Oh, let me kiss them, David.
Did we receive a phone call from Finch or Edgerly today?
What?
I say, did we receive a phone call from Finch or Edgerly?
I can't hear a word you're saying, David.
Put your hearing aid up a little higher, my dear.
Oh, no, I have a marshmallow in my ear.
I said, did we hear from Finch or Edgerly?
Will you speak into the marshmallow a little louder, please, Dave?
Well, Dave, Aunt Linda, who gave you that beautiful imitation marshmallow you're wearing in your ear?
That ain't no imitation.
That's the real thing, Uncle Eugene.
Yes, I know.
What, is it new style or something?
No, I just...
marshmallow earrings?
I just didn't know where to put it.
Oh. Well, I suppose you folks have gotten over the Thanksgiving Day holiday, huh? Huh?
What?
Yes, we have, Uncle
Eugene. Yes, we're having a gay time. You're just drinking gravy.
Well, that's wonderful. I wanted to tell you I had a phone call from a strange Mr. Fitch this morning.
You what?
I had a phone call from Mr. Fitch.
David, did you hear what he said?
Yes, he said he had a phone call from Edgerly this morning.
Oh, I couldn't understand
what he said. Oh, no, that's a marshmallow I have in my ear there, too.
Here, let's swap.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Eddie, Frank? There are two fellows downtown at Riversmouth's Swank Robbery Tea Room.
I think we should do something about it because the phone was taken out last week.
They're here for no good. Huh?
What do you mean, David?
Well, I happen to know that Finch and Edgerly are here in connection with Little Skipper.
You mean the disappearance of Same?
That's right, 8 years ago. At that time, he was 25, as I remember, so he's really not Little Skipper anymore.
He's over 30.
Yes, but he still can find romance and happiness, even over 30.
I know he can, David, if we can only bring him home to us.
White youth back.
What?
Huh?
What's that, David?
Nothing, but I'm going down to the county seat right away.
Hey, don't forget your marshmallows.
I'll take it with me, and I'll write when I get there.
Goodbye, my dove.
Bye. Bye. Well, so David is off for the county seat. Tomorrow we'll hear Linda say to Uncle Eugene...
I can't stand you around the house any longer. You gotta go.
Yeah. That's tomorrow on The Life and Loves of Linda LaFay, rotten for radio by A. Carrington Love. Thank you, Jesse Croft.
Now, so long as he's full of ambition and energy, why don't we call upon the 385th Field Artillery Band?
All right, what's he going to play?
To favor us with one of their famous selections. And here it is.
Hello, Lord.
Song.
First time I heard that in Samba Tempo. I Want to Be Loved.
I Want to Be Loved with inspiration.
Speaking of music, Ray and I have, quiet please, Ray and I have delved into a new idea.
What we've
today.
Done, Francis, we've sunk a few fishkies into a new deal.
We figure we want to get some of that easy money that's waiting for us.
The Bob and Ray Conservatorium of Music, it's called.
We greeted our class this morning, and by special wire transcription right now, we're able to show you what went on at the first meeting at the Bob and Ray Conservatory.
All right, students, seat. Do you have any questions so far?
Yeah, what about counterpart?
What's that?
What about counterpart?
We'll get to that in just a moment after you all pop
Let's
up your tuition.
Let's keep this conversation to music, shall we? Listen to Professor Goulding.
What's the matter with you? Now, I want to speak to you about tuition. It's a touchy subject with the two bosses. And I mean, leave his face up to it. You got to cough up or you're out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, where are you going to get $2.50 in a hurry for 10 weeks?
Well, our rates, we feel, are very reasonable.
It's just that we're newcomers in this field. As soon as we get our feet in the ground.
Now, I have the blackboard up here. Let's get right into music, shall we, as we all know and love it.
Yes.
We have G. Clef here.
Oh, gee, what a Clef.
And we got these five lines, which you find in all sheet music.
I got six on this sheet. Is that how?
Well, erase the bottom one there because it doesn't count. Okay. You can't go below that bottom line.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to put a note here. This little black thing. Oh, there he goes. I thought that was a note. I'll make another one here. And that is do or do, as the case may be.
Okay. Well, let's call
it. Now, you have hi do and hi do.
Hi.
And lo do. Well, I'm a little confused here. Will you hand me that pointer, please?
I had a pretty little music teacher one time. You're about 2 feet. That's pretty little.
Now let's keep the conversation to the treatment of music, shall we?
Yeah, sir.
Now, what have I told you so far?
Well, nothing. I like that I make of instructing.
Well, you'll find...
I haven't taken notes all along here.
You have notes as far as I've gone, have you?
Yes, I have.
Well, it's going to be more difficult from here on, so listen closely.
Yes, sir.
This here is a quarter note. This here is a half note. This here is a 30-day note.
Now,
we got to do something about this or the school closes down tomorrow.
Why don't we all cough up and help the old boys get through this?
That's the spirit we like to hear among you kids. Tomorrow, we'll take up the second contrapuntal side of music. And until that time, we'll say goodbye.
We have the record spinner for one of the 5 and 10 cent stores coming up to explain the meaning of music.
We have the fellow who does all of Kresge's arrangements going to speak as a guest next week.
We also, as I said before, have the record spinner for one of the Woolworth stories to explain counterpoint harmony and how to put a needle on a record.
Well, we'll have a lot of fun, and you can bet you will learn an awful lot.
Ken and Bill, impersonated the 385th Field Artillery Band. They appear on microfilm. Ready to get work. Hang by your thumbs, everyone. I'm sure. You'll agree it's quietly much milder. Good night, all. Lee Carly does not appear on this program.
All right, stop the music, please.
Quiet.
Right?